Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi, Mori Katan, Daf Chaf Aleph, and we are on Chaf Amud Beis as we continue here in the last couple of Dafim here of Maseches Mori Katan. So we're learning about the halacha of tearing kriya, as it's called, and the Gemara says that there are 10 kriyos that are unmendable, that once you do kriya, the halacha is not allowed to mend them. For the non-parent relative, then you're allowed to mend it. We saw after Avelus, but for a parent or for a Rebbe, a Nasi, an Abezdin, Shmos Ros, all of these, Kilas Hashem, Shreifas HaTorah, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, all of those, one is not allowed to mend. And the Gemara is going through all the halachas of all the sources of how do you know all of these are a chiyuv of kriya, and how do you know they're unmendable? So the Gemara doesn't go into Beferish, how do you know all of these are unmendable, but the Mefarshim point out how in each pasuk there's an extra word, an extra formulation to show that it is not just a chiyuv of kriya, but one is not allowed to mend it. So we just saw for a parent or for a Rebbe, the Gemara quoted the pasuk of Elisha and Eliyahu, Avi, Avi. There are other halachas that are also learned from that pasuk, but comparing a parent to a Rebbe. And then the Gemara says, even though Elisha didn't see Eliyahu die, but it's enough because once there was siluk, he wasn't going to be with him again. That's enough to be mechayev the chiyuv kriya. So the Gemara continues, kishem shekarna lachachamim kachkarna latalmidehen. Just like one tears, there's a chiyuv to tear for a chacham. One is chayev to tear for a talmud. For a talmud, and that is the, you know, any, like, lav dafka, the, you know, category of chacham, even somebody less than that. So what is that? Eze o talmud chacham. So who is a talmud chacham, right? Is not in the category of the chacham hador, but one is in the category of a chacham. So Gemara has a couple of opinions. Chizkiya amar, kol shoshana halachos, va'ad Torah. That's the girsa that we have, right? If somebody learns va'ad Torah or va'od Torah, I don't know exactly what the halacha is, but we have a va'at Torah, meaning, you know, halachos all the way, the Karban Eda says, va'ot hu baki b'Torah. So it's a different category. He knows halacha and he also knows Torah. Does Torah mean Tanakh? Does Torah mean, other parts of a Torah? The Reb Chaim Kanievsky, v'efshara kavana, sheyodea mikra, mishnah, v'halachos, v'kitzer v'amar ad Torah. You know, from A to Z. Look in the Mashbiach. The Mashbiach is one of the Mefarshim here in the back. He quotes the Medrash from Shir HaShirim, which also appears elsewhere. Rabbi Yochanan Patar Krav, Yikisva Yom HaValayla, Bitlulis Shel Afar. Misha, you have a pile of dirt that a person has to bring from place A to place B, and he only has a little shovel. Mishu Tipesh Ma'omar, if somebody is silly and foolish, what does he say? Me who yachal ksoseh, who could carry all of this? Mishu pikeach, and he just gives up, it doesn't try any. Mishu pikeach ma'omer, harini kotza shtei mashpelos hayom, shtei mashpelos l'machar, acha, ni kotza kula, I guess a little bit every day, and that's what I'll do. Kach mishu tipesh ma'omer, mi hu yachal lomod kalatora kula, nezikin shloshim prakim b'chulo, Torah is so long, how can I learn it? V'chacham omer, harini lomit shtei alachas hayom, shtei alachas l'machar, I'll learn little by little. Right, that's the meshes of the medrash. Umuvan masha amar kan shana halachos va'od Torah levad mishtayim ela. So he says va'od is a little bit today. V'yavu meishem muftachu shehu ben olam haba b'shtei halachos b'chol yom v'kamaka minim mistapik v'lo made od nikra tamachacham. Somebody who keeps learning. Somebody who still has a thirst. So who has a thirst and doesn't stop, right? The Mishnah beginning of Perkei Avos, it says, "Favi shose bitsamei es divrehem," right? Drink thirstily, their words. Shose bitsamei, so Rabbeinu Yonah on that Mishnah says, "Kamosha namar, nefesh svea tavas nofes, v'nefesh re'eva komar matok," right? A satiated soul won't like even delicious, honeycomb, and a hungry soul, even the bitter will taste sweet. If somebody is satiated from Torah, I feel Margolius Patur, even if you tell him the most amazing Chiddush, Tavis Osam and Afsho, he won't be interested and excited. If somebody is hungry, and desires to hear Torah, even if you tell him the most, so to speak, boring part of Torah. Yimtak befihu v'yisbachbo. He'll love it, he'll be happy. Sheyodeshu emes achar sherabo amaro. So that's a beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah on Vavishoseh b'tzamei Esther Rehem. But that's one shot of this v'od Torah. Shana lachos, but there's always more. V'od Torah. Amalei Rabbi Yossi hadadat amar b'rishona. Rabbi Yossi says, this was in the earlier generations. Aval achshav afilo halachas. But now, even less than v'od Torah. Even just halachas would be called a Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan kol shu mevatel asaka bebnei mishnaso. Anyone who is mevatel his work for his learning. Maybe this means somebody who is toraso umnaso. Somebody who does that as the category that existed in the earlier days. Tani kol shashol anosovu meshiv. Anyone who could be asked a question, he gives an answer. Whatever the topic is, he can answer anything in Torah. Amrev Oshiach Gonanan, like us, de Rabbi Binan, Mashgichin Alinan, our Rebbeim, look out for us and ask us, Anan Mesivin, and we answer them, right? Like our Rebbeim test us from all over, and we have to answer them. That's what's needed for this category. Amrev Babar Mamal, Kalshu Yodea Leva'er Mishnaso. Anyone who knows how to explain a Mishnah, knows how to explain, meaning not only he knows how to learn, but knows how to explain, right? That's another level. Another level to be able to give it over, because that reflects real deep understanding. Remember, there's a Rashi at the beginning of Brachas, where the Gemara says that the schar igra rihata, the schar of going to a shir, right, is the going to the shir, is the running to the shir, right? Is the schar halicha. What do you mean the schar halicha? What about the shir itself? So Rashi says there, because most people who go to the shir aren't able to say it over again afterwards. What does that mean? What's Rashi driving at? Rashi seems to be saying that the litmus test of Havana is to be able to say it over afterwards, right? Because that's whenever you have to prepare, say something over, I make sure to prepare and know it better because I don't have to give it over. So that's what Rabbi Babar Mamal seems to be saying. If you know how to explain it, not just know how to learn it, know how to explain it, right? That's key. Va'nan afilu rabavina lo chakiman mivar masisan. But Rabbi Babar Mamal says, but we don't, our Rabbeim don't even know. We're not even on that level, right? We don't have that, amongst our Rebbeim, and put this on the list of sources about Niskatnu Hadoros. Niskatnu Hadoros, unlike the Rambam, we've quoted, never quotes those ideas and these Gemaras, but this appears to be in that that vein. Okay, so those are all different opinions about Chacham. Ezel Rabo. So what about the other category, right? The other category of Kriya, Al Rabo Shelimdo Chachma. So which Rabbo? Ezel Rabbo, Shakosar Pasak, Lotchila, Dibri Meir. Meir says, your first Rabbi, the one that started you off, that started teaching you. Call Rabbi Yehuda Omer, call Sharov Talmud Mimenu. Anyone whose rove of the learning comes from one person, that's what's called elsewhere Rabbi Muvuk, says the Karbana Eda. Whatever Torah you learned in Mikra, in Mishnah, in Gemara, whatever Torah you have, whoever gave you the majority of that Torah, that's what's called Rabbo here. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Shehira, Inami, Mishnaso, Afilu B'Davar Echad. Even if somebody just told you one little thing, that's already, considered a Rebbe in this regard. Rabbi Yavo B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Kedivar Mishu, Omer, Kol Sheh Rov Talmudo Mimenu. We paskin for Chi of Kriya, Rov Talmudo, or Rov Chachmaso Mimenu. V'lam lo Omer, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. Why didn't you just say the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said that opinion. Why does he have to say the halacha is like the one who says Rov Talmudo is Tani Umachlif? Because others have the names flipped and they have Rabbi Yehuda or Meir saying something else. So that's why he said the content, the not the shita. Rabbi Lazar Kara Al Shapasak Lotchila. Rabbi Lazar ripped on Hitor Kriya for the Rebbe that started him off. Shmuel Chalatz Al Shehir Eina Mib Mishnaso. You see these other rabbis, did not hold or were machmer on themselves. Shmuel was choletz, bared his shoulder for the one who lit up his eyes in one Mishnah. Umahir Elevim Mishnaso. Which Mishnah did Shmuel not know? Shmuel knew everything, right? Which Mishnah was Shmuel unclear about? I'm Rabbi Yossi Barbun Bishnei Maftechos. It's the Mishnah about two keys. What's the Mishnah of two keys? The Mishnah Maseches Tamid. Right? The Mishnah Maseches Tamid. The Rekabar Eidi here quotes the Mishnah. Kohanim Nechrasim every morning. The Mishnah Tamid, as we know, the Avoda. Every morning. Kohanim Nechrasim Shachris. Liftoch Dalsos HaHechal. Kohanim go every morning to open up the doors of the Hechal. Mishazacha, one of them goes in. He goes from the side. It opens up the, the door from the side and goes open up to the main door from the inside. But the two keys discussed there are categorized as the following. Echad yored la'amas hashechi. One goes down to the armpit, the amas hashechi, ve'echad posei akeven, and one goes straight. Right, and the Shmuel wasn't sure exactly, you know, how to understand those categorizations of the keys. So that's what somebody explained to him. The one is you have to stick your hand in. Okay, different pshat of what this means. One pshat is they have to stick your hand in all the way to your armpit to put the key in. You have to stick it. It's a deep keyhole. Others says that it's different. It's there's an ama, a different the Karban Eide here discusses habalof toa shachres pishpe shebizavis haulam omid bi bachutz betoch haulam umachnas yada bachur shebekozel ad beis hashachi. Right, the pshat that I just said, he sticks his hands into the beis hashachi until it opens. But there are other pshatim, but that's with the Mishnah that this Rav explained to Shmuel. Valanasi galah bezdim al Shmuel's rose minayin. The other three, Finasi, who's the head of the Bezdin, Av Bezdin, who's the second in command of the Bezdin, Val Shmuel's rose, and on evil tidings, Minayin, how do you know that you tear Kriya on that, then it's unmendable? Because it says, after David HaMelech hears about what happened to Shaul in the war, the terrible tragedy, so the Pasuk says, again, the beginning of Shmuel Beis, because then the Shmuel Aleph is when it happened, Vayechazik David Bibgadav, Vayikra aim. He grabs his begadim and he tears. Vagam kalhan Hashem esherito, and also the men with him. And the pasuk continues. Vayispedu, vayivku, vayatsu muada erev. They cried. They fasted until the evening. Al hashao val yonasan beno val am Hashem v'al beis Yisrael kinafu becharev. That whole phrase. They cried for the four items on the list. Four people. Right. What is it? Val shaul. Al Shaul, Zah Nasi, considers that him the Nasi, right? The king, the Nasi. Val Yonasan Beno, Zah Bezdin. Vial Am Hashem, Vial Beis Yisrael, Kinafel Becharev, Elu Shmos HaRos. Right, so all of those are Shmos Ros, and that's the Chiyav for tearing in all of those cases. Akilas Hashem Inayin, how do you know in terms of Kilas Hashem, Rachman al Islan, if somebody hears the name of Hashem being cursed, blasphemed? Fahi, when the king of Ashur was surrounding Yerushalayim, and he said to Rav Shaka, send Rav Shaka, and Rav Shaka curses Hashem in front of all the Jews. Vikishmo Amelech Chizkiyahu, Vayikres Begadav, when Chizkiyahu hears also, he rips his clothing when he hears the blaspheme. Malik Ra, that's the answer. So Gemara says, this, by the way, answers the following issue. Malik Ra, Kilas HaGoy. What if a Goy blasphemes? Do you have to tear for that? So it depends. Mandam Rav Shaka Goy Hayakarin. If you say Rav Shaka was a guy that a Sancharev sent, so then you see from this pasuk that you tear on a kriyas a guy. Yehudi haya ein karen. And if you say he was a Jew, then you don't have a source for tearing for a guy. Tani Rav Oshia echad shem akilas Hashem Yisrael echad shem akilas Hashem in a guy chayav lekroa. So the Brisa says you have to tear kriya either way. My time, huh? Why? How do you know? Because of the following pasuk in Yirmiyo. Hinei ani Hashem Elokei kol basar. Hashem says I am Hashem in charge of everyone, all people. Hami many yipala kol davar, right? Is it going to be hidden from me? But Hashem is called Elokei kol basar, and that is why that shows that Hashem, the Shem Hashem, is regarding all, and therefore if there's a blaspheme even by a guy, it's a problem, and it's a chamachayev kriya. Malik rab bizman hazeh. What about bizman hazeh? Right, based on the Gemara elsewhere. What do you mean bizman hazeh? Says the Pnei Moshe, bizman hazeh sha'anu begalus. It's so common. And if you say you have to tear kriya even for a Jew, for a guy, nismale kalabeged kriyim, right? We're going to be tearing all the time. So, you know, so what do you do bizman hazeh? So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, misherabu hagadfanim paskim milikroa. Because we have so many, it's so common, we stop tearing kriya because it's just impossible. So if it's impossible, we would just be tearing our clothing all the time. Ma'olikroala kinuyim. We'll get to what the halach is. What about on the kinuyim? Meaning, what if it's not Shem Hashem Mamish, but the kinuy? What exactly is a kinuy? It's a different day as in the Rishonim, right? What do you say for this? And you might not say it's the same definitions for each category of for each area of halacha. Meaning, for this is tearing kriya. What about for the iser of mechikas Hashem? Right? Was that, is that the same? The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Right? So it's a different day is here. What does it mean? Does it mean just Kinuyin? Does that mean anything other than Yud Kei Vav Kei? Right? Does it mean anything? Sometimes Yud Kei Vav Kei and Alav Adnus, those are considered the, Shem Havaya. Right? What about others? The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin sounds like it's others as well. The Rambam sounds like, the Rambam says, this is all at the end of Hilchos Sanhedrin, the last parak. The Rambam says, Ha-Makal, Elchan Makal Al Atzmo, O chavera, o dain, o nasi, eno loke, achi yikalo, b'shem min hashemos. Kegon ka, o shakai, velokim, v'chayotze bohen. Any of the names. O b'kinui min hakinuyim. So the Rambam here says, or a kinui, kegon, what's a kinui? Chanun v'kane v'chayotze bohen. Chanun v'rachlam erach apayim, right? All of those are considered kinuyim in this context. And the Rambam seems to include others, more of the Shemos Shenim of Hakim in the first category. The Ravid here says, Ein Aloka Ela B'Shem HaMeyuchad. V'chach Yisib Yerushalmi. I think only Shem HaMeyuchad, the Yudke Vavke, is what one gets Malkus for in different categories. So back to our Gemara. So do you tear Kriya? So Nishmini Menada. Let's learn from the following. Rav Shimon Ben Lakesh Havi Malak Be'esratia. One time Rav Shimon Ben Lakesh was walking in the street and Izdami Lechad Kusi Vavi Magade Vavi Kara. He met a Kusi. And he was blaspheming, and he tore Kriya. Megade Vukara. Vavikara. And he kept blaspheming, and he kept hearing Kriya. Nachas lemin chabra. So Rabbi Shlakish finally gets off his donkey. V'yav lechad martuka golib. He gives him like a hit on the chest. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like Russia. Isla imcha manim misafkali. Your mother has enough clothing to supply me? And he, what are you doing? I keep hearing Kriya. Hadam rishakoran ala kinuyim v'karim bizman hazeh. So you see from there that your Korea, even on Kinuyim, because the Chora, this Kusi wasn't saying the Shem HaMeforash, that's what the Gemara is assuming, and Korea Bizman Hazeh, and also Korea Bizman Hazeh. What are we paskin? We paskin a chilek between Jew and non-Jew. If you look in Yeridea, the Shulchan Aruch says in Yeridea, and Simon Shin Mem, that's where all the halachas of Kriya are. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Shin Mem, it's not only about Avelus of a relative, but also Avelus of all the other chiyuvim. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Hashomea birchas Hashem, afilu birchas akinu. If somebody hears birchas Hashem, even a kinui, afilu amr b'lash and laz, chayiv l'kro. The Shulchan Aruch says one has to tear kriya in that regard. V'hu yishmenem Yisrael. As long as Yisrael, we paskin if only a chiyuv hear gidu from a Yisrael, so that's when there is a chiv of kriya, right? The Taz says, right? With the whole, all of our clothes will be kareya. The Shach does quote some Rishonim, the Ramban and the Tur, that for Shem HaMeyuchad, so then we would have a chiv of kriya even for a guy. But that's Bizman Hazeh. There's the Ramah quotes the Yishonim, Bizman Hazeh, Mumar Dino Kol V'Kochavim. Maybe a Mumar has the status of a guy, so there wouldn't be a chiv of kriya. But this is quoted in, Halach HaMaisa in the Shulchan Aruch. Good. Says the, Gemara. Al Sreifa Satora Minayin. How do I know that Sreifa Satora, the Torah being burned, so that also, would be a Chiyav of Kriya. So you know from the Pasuk by Yehoyakim, when the Eicha, a couple of Prakam of Eicha were being read to the Am, they were very scared. But once Yehoyakim heard it, then he got very upset and he started burning the Torah. Ve'kikro Yehudi Shalosh Losos Varba, when they were reading the words in front of Yehoyakim, Ma'u Shalosh Losos Varba, Tzas Arba Psikon, the first couple of Psukim of Eicha are about the city and about the people, so he wasn't angry yet. Kivin Shigi LaPasuk HaChamishi, where the Pasuk says, Ki Hayu, the first part of the Pasuk is, Hayu Tzareha LaRosh, Oyveha Shalu, their kings, are going to be taken. Ki Hashem hogah grop sha'eha. So then he couldn't take it anymore. Hashem hogah grop sha'eha miyad yikra ehu bata'ar. Then Yehoyakim cut out the shemos of Hashem with a razor. Hasofer v'chulu v'lo pachtu v'lo koras b'gdeim. And they weren't scared. They didn't tear their clothing. They didn't tear their clothing. Mashba that they should have torn their clothing in that case when they threw it into the fire. Harot Amal Chacham Shemeis Karua Sefer Torah Shenisraf. If somebody sees Amal Chacham that dies, it's like a Sefer Torah Shenisraf, which is a big topic, that a Amal Chacham is like a living Sefer Torah, period. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Yavo Elai, Imtavdi Klum Kolosu Ayom. Rabbi Yavo says, also, if Yavo Elai, meaning he like curses himself, meaning this is what I did, that whenever I hear the day that a Amal Chacham dies, so I don't eat that day. Right? Love Yavim Tamti Klum Kolosu Ayom. I'm not going to eat. Right, that's the, so in the Taras and Shal Rishonim, he quotes that maybe that's, an idea that if an Avel doesn't want to eat when he gets back, Sudas Havra, is he mechuyev to eat? Can he pass on it? So he quotes, maybe from here, you see, based on a Ramban, Shaminan mitzavash, or b'zirish, imrazo avelim shalol l'kabal avrazu, v'lo lechalos v'ayom, plumar, shus b'yadam. V'chinoagan al-chachamim, darmina b'yerushalmi. Right, so you see this in the Yerushalmi, you have that possibility. Okay, Rabbi Yonah haya b'tzur, havi b'tzur. Kad shama the damech bray, the Rabbi Yavo, when he heard that Rabbi Yavo's son died, af agav de achal guvna v'shasa maya, even though he had eaten cheese and water, askit somahu yoma. The rest of the day he didn't eat. He had a tainus l'sha'os, as is described here by the Pnei Moshe. Rabbi Barav, Huna Barchia, Havi Yasiv, and they were sitting, Asas, Naamisa, Vachatvas, Tfiloi, Rabbi Huna Barchia, a ostrich came and grabbed the tfilin of Rav Huna Barchia, Sadr of Vachanke, and they caught him and they strangled him to get the tfilin out. Amalei Rav Huna Barchia, Od Ma'at, if he would have swallowed the tfilin, it would have been like burning in the Torah. We would have had a terkriya. We would have lost it. Would have lost it, says the Karban Eda. The kasavar echad sreifas haTorah ve'echad shar kisvei hakodesh karan aleihem. But this teaches us that it's not only Torah, but it's any kisvei hakodesh that gets destroyed. Amar lei, he answers him. V'adayin at lazu, really? You still believe in that? We would have to. Kenamar of Yirmiyah b'shem Rav. Didn't Rav say ain karan ela al sefer Torah shesarfu melech Yisrael bezroa? Isn't it only a chi of kriya? If a Melech Yisrael destroys it Bizroa, Kigon Yehoyakim Melech Yoshio, Melech Yehuda v'Chaver, like we just saw, isn't it only in that type of circumstance? What's the Gemara trying to emphasize? It's only if it's destroyed actively, not just if the Mela it gets destroyed, right? Maybe that's what he's trying to say. And therefore, an ostrich he wouldn't have had to tear. This wasn't an act of a Jew that was lahachis. It was just eaten. Others say that Beis Yosef seems to say that maybe, Beis Yosef quotes in Yoredei, Shemin Shin Mem, that maybe it's only Sreifa, and not like Achila, the din is Sefer Torah Shen Israf, so that is what the Beis Yosef suggests. V'yefshar demelach Yisrael denaka lavdavka, hakol toli b'sreifa b'zroa. Right, that's what he suggests. And the Bach there is not so convinced. The Bach says, v'nira devadai lavdavka nisraf, afilu nikra, v'nechtach, v'nimchak b'zroa, I think the key of this line is the bizroa, not the sreifa, right? So machlokas achronim, how to understand that. Okay, continue a little bit more. Ula bira Rebbe Lazar b'shem Rebbe Chanina haru asif ador shenisrav chayv lekro alak vil b'fnei atzmo v'alak sab b'fnei atzmo. When there's a chi of kriya, you have to tear twice, one for the cloth and one for the letters. My taima, like we have some stories in Chazal about the letters flying up and only the cloth burning. My taima achari sofa melach za megillah v'esad dvarim. It says after the melach burn the megillah and the dvarim. Esa megillah zehagvil v'esad dvarim zehaksav. So you see both. You see you have to tear for both. Yeah, I think it was the Rav Shimon ben Tradion story in Maseches Avodah Zarah that the Talmidim saw that he was looking in this very inspired way as he was being burned. And they said, what do you see? He says, I see the osios parchos and just the gvilim nisrafin, which means that the Romans think that they're destroying Torah. They might be destroying the physical cloth, the parchment that it's on, but the Torah itself is going to appear forever, like all of our enemies think that they're getting us eternally, but it's not. They're not. Okay. Rabbi Brecha, Rabbi Chelbo, Ula Biira, Blazer, B'shem, Rabbi Chanina. Asra Kadosh Baruch Hu, Le Asos, Rosh Cholo, Le Tzadikim, Masalavo. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to Le Asos, is going to become Rosh Chola. Rosh Chola, the middle of a circle, Le Tzadikim, Masalavo. Some are familiar with the very similar line, the Chazal, at the end of Maseches Megillah, then the Maseches Tainus, where the Gemara says that in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a Mechol Tzadikim, and everybody's going to be pointing in the middle, he's going to be in the middle, and everybody's going to be pointing, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo, Nagila V'Nismacha, Bishu Aso, right, that the circle, this is in a similar line, a different Pasuk, but also the Lashon of Zeh is going to be used, because as we've noted in the past, Zeh always means clarity of vision, that Moshe Rabbeinu, like Rashi quotes at the beginning of Matos, that all other Nevi'im, for Misnabe with Ko Amar Hashem, but Moshe Rabbeinu was Zehadavar. Zehadavar, because that means clarity. Moshe Rabbeinu had a clarity of vision. Whenever you have to point, Zehadavar, Zeh Maisa Menorah, Beneinu Zeh Sawer Amorah, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, right? All the Zehs are where there's clarity. So also in the future, there's going to be clarity of recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a cholo letzadikim la'asalavo, my taima, what is the source? Shisu libchim lechela. So even though it says lechela, right, set your hearts to the chela, to the broken, to the ramparts, lechola ksiv, but it says lechola. It says lechola, lechola is like a circle. Va'atzadikim marin oso be'etzba, and the tzadikim are going to point, va'omrim, and say, kizeh, of the continuation of the pasuk, kizeh elokim elokeinu, this is our God, olam va'ed forever, hu yinahagenu almus. And he will lead us almus, but almus means forever, but also the Gemara Darshan's almus means almus ba'alimus, in hiddenness, in secrecy, like ne'elam, alimus bizrizus, alimus means with alacrity, alimus ki'ilein ulemasa, like the ultimate worlds. See the Karban Eda, alimus mefarish begimel lashonos hakrovim zelazeh, lashon helem vehester, hidden, shemerov hamihirus enonikar alichaso, because he acts with such zrizus, then it's, they don't see the, it's not nikar, right? That's, and ilun ulemosa, like these worlds, but, oh, I'm sorry, ilimusa, according to the Karban Eda here, means like an ilim, and ilim means a young, like a nar or a nara, right? Kahanach na'arim shaholchin bekochim imrutsa. So all three, young with alacrity, and that makes it reflected that it's hidden. Right? One more, v'tirgim akilus, an akilus. Some say that this is unkilus. Some say that it's someone different. Akilus says it's from the word alimus. It's like you switch the letters of the aleph and the ayin. Isnasia olam she'ein bomaves. It's a word of an olam that has no death, that has no end. Right? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be in charge of us alimus even through that, meaning la'asir lavo. The Rabbeinu Bachai, the concept of a circle is mentioned again at the end of Maseches Tainis there. Rabbeinu Bachai has a line, again, Kabbalistically, where he talks about the menorah in Parshas Truma, where he talks about the circle. He says, Val Tainug Hazeh, where he's talking about the symbolism of every one of the kaftorim or the prachim of the menorah. Valtaynu gazer ramzu chazal chachmei haemes b'midrashim. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasos machol letzadikim lasalavo. Ukfodo beinehem. Ki amachol hu agol. A machol is agol, is circular. Ve'ein la rosh v'sof. And there is no end. A circle is, it just keeps going around and around. There's no beginning and end. V'lakach himshel taynu kanafashos. She'ein lo sof. L'machol she'ein lo sof. That's why the eternal hana'a of nefashos is like a circle, that there's no end. There's no end. We don't know what the word eternity means, but that's what it's referring to. Hagavia hu kli she'esh lo beis kipov hu mashki umar ve'kneged olam. And he continues and talks about the different symbolism of the parts of the menorah. So that's what Rabbeinu Bachai says here in Truma, that machol, a circle, symbolizes unending pleasure. Okay, we continue. Says the why? By the way, this is quoted here. It's the same person talking. Rabbi Chelbo Ula B'Yir Blazer B'Shem Rabbi Chanina. Right, he just quoted the halacha before about Sefer Torah Shenisraf. That's why that's quoted here. Va'atzadikim aranaso be'etzav va'omrim kizeh elokim elokeinu olam bed hu yinagin almus hu yinagin b'olam hazeh hu yinagin olam haba. Right, that's almus. It's like olamos. That's why I flipped before, but that's what this is referring to. Right, the Anashim come. This is coming back to in Yirmiyah. Right, they came back. They came from Shiloh, and they hadn't known that the Beis Hamikdash had been destroyed. So that's what they come back, and it was their Keru Abagadim. So that's a raya they have to tear for the Yerushalayim and the Mikdash. Echad Shashem Hashachavar Yerushalayim Echad Aroz Yerushalayim B'Churban Achayv L'Kura. Whether one hears about the news of Churban Yerushalayim or whether one sees Yerushalayim B'Churbana Chayv L'Kura. Haroz Yerushalayim and Atzofim Chayv L'Kura. If somebody sees Yerushalayim from the Tzofim, either Tzofim is a specific place or from anywhere that one could see Yerushalayim Chayv L'Kura. Right, there were those that I think Rav Nevenzal used to, when he used to go, or other Gdolim, maybe not Rav Nevenzal, he's always there. Other Gdolim used to go, maybe Rav Yashiv, used to not look at, when he went to the Old City, he used to not look at the other parts besides the, before he got to the Harabayas, even if you can see it from far away, until he got to the Kotel, because there would be a question about the different levels of Kriya. There's Kriya on the Makam HaMikdash, there's Kriya on Yerushalayim, there's Kriya on Ari Yehuda, right? There's different types of Kriyas that is quoted in Halacha. But this is one of them. Yeros Yerushalayim is Tani Tani Mosif al Kera. Some say you could be Mosif on the Kera. What's this referring to? Different days in the Mefarshim. The Karban Eda says this is referring to any. Im Iro Ovel Acher Mosif al Kera Rishon. If you tear once and then there's another reason for Kriya, then you can tear again. Mosif al Kera. Ruchai Ganievsky says this is talking about two dayas, either like what the Karban Eda says, or it's specifically about Yerushalayim. If you tore in Yerushalayim, it could be Mosif for the Mikdash. Mosif al Kera. Is Tani Tani Tchilas Akera Tefach? What does that have to call Shu? One Brisa says that the first Kriya has to be a Tefach, and then if you tear again, all it needs is a little bit. This Tani Tani Tchilas Akera Tefach, but the Safta Shlosha Sbos. And the other says that no, the second has to be three. The first is Tefach for its Sbos, and the second is three. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chia, Barba, Rabbi Chizki, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Kamisha Omer, the Halacha is Tchilas Akera Tefach, to Safta Kol Shu. That's the Halacha. Period. Ma'ol haftil kanesafa. When you tear kriya, when one tears kriya, does one have to tear the neckline, the border, the hem on top, the kanesafa? So, again, pashas regarding the kriyas that we just listed above, does one have to tear the, does they have to tear? That's what Rav Chaim Kadievsky says. We're talking about all of those, that we mentioned earlier, right? B'chol hakriyos kami ba'ilei. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Chiyah, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon, Lakish, Vayechazik David b'Begadav. David grabbed his, like we quoted the pasuk, we quoted before, he grabbed the Begadim. And Chazaka, B'chachos b'Tefach. When you grab with your hand, which is a Tefach. Vayikra aim, and he tore it. Rabbi Simon, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon, Levi, Mikantri, Zorach, Lahavdil, Kana, Safa. You learn from there that you have to tear a real, Kriya that's visible, that's seen from the, outside, and that's seen from Vayikra aim. You see that from there. Mace, Bo, Mace, Korea. Somebody, Rahman al-Islan, has a relative that dies, he tears. Meis lo meis acher. Afilu shesham alav eval imo val rabish limdo chachma. If he has, hears again about a rebbe or a parent, karea kera echad lekulan. You tear one more kriya. Meaning he hears about a bunch of, reasons to tear at once. Rachmana litzlan. So he does one for all of them. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema omer karea al zeb ifnei asbo val zeb ifnei asbo. No, everyone. Parent requires an independent tear, or a Rebbe requires. Obavachal yasel shel aviv vishel imo tosefes. And also, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says, you can't add on. A parent can't be a tosefes. So Gemara says, lo dahi kant maisa. Didn't he just say the same thing twice? You have to do each one bifnei atzmo, and it can't be tosefes. Ela shelo yosef lo al shel aviv lo al shel imo. What he means is both. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema is saying that you can't have, a parent can't be a hosefes kera, and you can't be mosif onto a kara of a parent. Rabbi Chelber, Rav Masa, Rabbi Yosef ben Menashe, B'Shem Rav, Halach, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. And we pass in that way, period. Meis lo meis korea, meis lo meis acher, mosif ala kara of a korea. As we just said, that besides the parent, let's see, except according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, you can be mosif. Ad heichan, how far could he be mosif? How far down could he be mosif? Amar Rabbi Chanina, achu magi atiburo. All the way down. All the way until his belly button, you can be mosif on the kriya. Tana chatzav kumi reb zeora afilu nismana lo beged kol shiva chayav lekroa. What if he didn't have a beged to tear when he first heard about it, and then he hears about it, gets a beged later? As long as it's within shiva, he tears. Amar le reb zeora chadas yemer b'shar krovim. That's by other krovim. There's a limit. Aval aviv al imo afilu acher shiva chayav lekroa. But by parents, when everyone hears about it, one does kriya. Period. Stop there by mace lo mace.